Section 5. Be in shape to drive. Driving safely is not always easy. In fact, it is one of the most complex things that people do. It also is one of the few things we do regularly that can injure and kill us. It is worth the effort to be a careful driver. To be a safe driver takes a lot of skill and judgment. This task is even more difficult when you are just learning to drive. Driving can easily take all the ability you have. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on being able to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while on drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit to drive. In other words, being in shape to drive safely. Alcohol and drugs. The use of alcohol while driving is one of the leading causes of accidents, especially fatal accidents. 28% of all fatal Iowa accidents are related to alcohol use. More than 70% of these alcohol-related deaths are people between the ages of 16 and 34. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have many years of driving experience. New drivers are more affected by alcohol than experienced drivers because new drivers are still learning to drive. Because drinking alcohol and then driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking risk getting heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of their driver's licenses, and even jail sentences. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all of the important skills you need to drive safely. After you drink alcohol, it goes from your stomach into your blood and to all parts of your body. It reaches your brain in 20 to 40 minutes. In your brain, alcohol affects those areas of your brain that control judgment and skill. This is one reason why drinking alcohol is so dangerous. It affects your judgment. Good judgment is important to driving. You may think you are driving better or are more capable when the exact opposite is true. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skill decreases. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. It reduces your coordination and relaxes your eye muscles, causing your vision to lose its sharpness. Your night vision is cut in half and your side vision is reduced by one-third. Your speech and reflexes become worse with each drink. Alcohol takes effect quickly, but it is slow to let go. Only time will get it out of your system. Cold showers, black coffee, and exercise will do nothing to sober you up. Once in the body, alcohol must be chemically broken down and oxidized by the liver. This is a slow process. There are ways of dealing with social drinking situations. Arrange to go with two or more persons, where one of you will not drink alcohol. You can rotate among the group being a designated driver. If available, you might use public transportation, or use a cab. The penalties for drinking and driving are severe. Other drugs and driving. Drugs can be legal or illegal. They may be taken in any amount under any circumstances. Many people are multiple drug users. That means they use more than one drug. Drugs are very complicated and so is your body. The same drug may have a different effect on you, depending on what you have been doing or how you are feeling. When you combine drugs, it is very difficult to be sure what will happen. This includes mixing alcohol and prescription medications given to you by your doctor. One way to group different kinds of drugs is the way you can get them: over-the-counter, prescription, and illegal. Reduce the chance of serious side effects from prescription and over-the-counter drugs by closely following package instructions. Many over-the-counter and prescription medications warn you not to drive or operate heavy equipment while taking the drug. Illegal drugs are usually bought on the street, and their content and side effects are unknown. Their strength and purity may vary a great deal. They are very dangerous. For your own safety and the safety of others on the road, do not use street drugs. All drugs produce two side effects. They produce the effects desired, such as fighting illness or disease. They also can produce side effects that can range from simply unpleasant to fatal. Most drugs act on the central nervous system. Stimulants speed the body up, depressants slow it down, and hallucinogens affect the way the drug user views the world. Here is a quick look at some of the more common drugs and their effects. Amphetamines speed up your body. Tired people, including drivers, incorrectly use these drugs to keep going when they are worn down. That is why they are known as pep pills or uppers. They give users a false sense of alertness and self-confidence, which may make a driver take chances he, she would not take when not under the influence of drugs. Some common amphetamines include cocaine, speed, etc. Barbiturates are used to slow the body down. They are one of the most abused groups of prescription drugs around. They reduce alertness and energy. They are often prescribed by medical doctors to counteract nervousness or other emotional symptoms. They affect alertness, reaction time, sight and coordination. Depression often follows when the effects wear off. Tranquilizers are probably the most used barbiturates. Hallucinogens affect the way the user sees the world. Marijuana, LSD and PCP are some of the most common hallucinogenic drugs, but they are by no means the only ones. These drugs affect the way users view their surroundings. The drugs affect mood, reaction time and the ability to judge time. Drug use in the US is common. One of every four Americans uses some type of drug each day. Most of these are over-the-counter drugs. Most are used according to the direction and at the proper dosage so they cause no problems. Using drugs for the proper purpose at the recommended dosage and avoiding illegal drugs is the best way to avoid excessive drug use. Be sure to check with your doctor or pharmacist when using a new drug. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you if it will affect your driving ability or how the drug may be affected by drugs you are already taking. If you plan to use alcohol, check to see how the drug reacts with alcohol. Persons with disabilities parking permits. 1. If you are a person with a disability that impairs your mobility, you may qualify for a parking permit. The disability must fall within one of the following categories. You cannot walk 200 feet without stopping to rest. You cannot walk without the use of, or assistance from, a brace, cane, crutch, another person, prosthetic device, wheelchair, or other assistive device. You are restricted by lung disease to such an extent that your forced expiratory volume for 1 second, when measured by spirometry, is less than 1 liter, or the arterial oxygen tension is less than 60 mHg on room air at rest. You use portable oxygen. You have a cardiac condition to the extent that your functional limitations are classified in severity as class III or class IV according to standards set by the American Heart Association. You are severely limited in your ability to walk due to an arthritic, neurological, or orthopedic condition. 2. An application for a parking permit may be obtained from the following locations. The Iowa DOT's website, https://iowadot.gov/mvd/vehicle-registration, persons with disabilities. By mail from the Iowa DOT's Office of Vehicle and Motor Carrier Services, Iowa Department of Transportation, Office of Vehicle Services, P.O. Box 9278, Des Moines, IA, 50306-9278. A driver's license station. A county treasurer's office. The Office of Persons with Disabilities, Iowa Department of Human Rights, Lucas State Office Building, 321 East 12th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50319. 3. An application for a parking permit may be returned to any of the following. A driver's license station. A county treasurer's office. By mail to the Iowa DOT's Office of Vehicle and Motor Carrier Services, Iowa Department of Transportation, Office of Vehicle Services, P.O. Box 9278, Des Moines, IA, 50306-9278. 4. The following documents are required to obtain a parking permit. A completed Persons with Disabilities Parking Permit Application. A statement from your physician, physician's assistant, advanced registered nurse practitioner, or chiropractor that attests that you have a disability as listed in Iowa Code 321L.18, is on their stationery, and designates whether the qualifying disability is permanent or temporary. An applicant for a Persons with Disability parking permit who is certified by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs as having a disability may be exempted from providing a statement of disability from a healthcare provider, if the applicant submits both of the following with an otherwise completed Persons with Disabilities parking permit application. A. Proof of a United States Department of Veterans Affairs disability rating. B. A self-certification, under oath and penalty of perjury, attesting that the rated disability impairs the applicant's mobility to the extent defined in Iowa Code Section 321L.18. The self-certification must be attested to on the persons with disabilities application. 5. Organizations that have a program for transporting elderly persons or persons with disabilities may obtain a parking placard upon the submission of an application designated for organizations. An application submitted by an organization shall include the name, mailing address, telephone number, signature of its authorized representative, and if required to obtain one, the federal employer identification number or federal tax identification number. 6. There is no charge for a removable windshield parking placard or registration plate sticker. Seat belts and child restraints. Seat belts. All passenger cars and pickup trucks manufactured since 1966 are required to have seat belts. They offer the best chance of survival and reduced injuries if you are in an accident. If you ride in the front seat, your chances of being seriously injured or killed in an accident are reduced at least 50% if you are wearing a seatbelt. Iowa law requires ALL drivers and other persons riding in the front seats of automobiles, trucks, motorhomes, or buses to wear seatbelts or harnesses unless the person is a child under 6 years old and is properly restrained in an approved child seat or belt. For optimum safety, it is recommended that children under age 12 not ride in the front seat whenever possible. Children required to use a front or rear-facing safety seat should never be placed in the front passenger seat of a vehicle equipped with an active passenger side airbag. See the section concerning the child restraint law. The vehicle is not required to have seat belts or harnesses. The driver or passenger must get in and out of the vehicle often to do his or her job, and the vehicle is not driven faster than 25 miles per hour. The driver is a rural mail carrier delivering the mail between the first and last stops on the route. The passenger is riding on a bus. The driver or passenger is unable to wear a seatbelt or safety harness for medical reasons. A person seeking an exemption from wearing seatbelts or harnesses must have the need for that exemption certified by a physician on a form available from the Iowa DOT. The certification is valid for the maximum of 12 months, but can be renewed at the end of each 12-month period if necessary. The front seat passengers in a vehicle owned, leased, rented, or primarily used by a physically disabled person who uses a collapsible wheelchair. The passenger is being transported by an authorized emergency vehicle in an emergency situation. Wear your lap belt snugly across your hips. If you are pregnant, you can safely wear the belt across the pelvis, as low under your abdomen as possible. In addition to protecting you from injury, as a driver, seat belts help you keep control of the vehicle. If you are struck from the side or make a quick turn, the force could push you sideways. You cannot steer the vehicle if you are not behind the wheel. Seat belts should be worn even if the vehicle is equipped with airbags. While airbags are good protection against hitting the steering wheel, dashboard, or windshield, they do not protect you if you are hit from the side or rear, or if the car rolls over. Also, an airbag will not keep you behind the wheel in these situations. Some people still have incorrect information about using seat belts. For example, seat belts can trap you inside a car. It takes less than a second to undo a seat belt. This information tells of a car that caught fire or sank in deep water. Accidents like this seldom happen. Even if they do, a seat belt may keep you from being knocked out. Your chance to escape will be better if you are conscious. Seat belts are good on long trips, but I do not need them if I am driving around town. Over half of all traffic deaths happen within 25 miles of home. Many of them occur on roads with speed limits of less than 45 miles per hour. Some people are thrown clear in an accident and walk away with hardly a scratch. Your chances of not being killed in an accident are much better if you stay inside the car. Seat belts can keep you from being thrown out of your vehicle into the path of another one. If I get hit from the side, I am better off being thrown across the car, away from the crash point. When a car is struck from the side, it will move sideways. Everything in the car that is not fastened down, including the passengers, will slide toward the point of crash, not away from it. At slow speed, I can brace myself. Even at 25 miles per hour, the force of a head-on crash is the same as pedaling a bicycle full speed into a brick wall or diving off a three-story building onto the sidewalk. No one can brace for that. Child restraint law, infancy to age 18. 1. Applies to all seating positions in the vehicle. 2. A child under 1 year of age and weighing less than 20 pounds must be secured in a rear-facing child restraint system. 3. A child under 6 years of age who does not meet the description in number 1 must be secured by a child restraint system. 4. A child at least 6 years of age but under 18 years of age shall be secured by a child restraint system or a safety belt or safety harness. All child restraint systems must be used in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. Safety seats must meet federal motor vehicle safety standards and must be used properly. There is a fine for violation of this law. The fine for the first violation can be waived by the court if you prove you have obtained a safety seat. Supplemental restraint systems, airbags. Airbags help save drivers and front seat passengers from death or serious injury in motor vehicle accidents. Please remember that wearing your seat belt is part of the supplemental restraint system. Your airbag is a supplemental system. Alone, it may not prevent serious injuries. Airbags may not inflate in side or rear end crashes.